This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The humanitarian community has welcomed a ceasefire agreed in the occupied Palestinian territory and Israel, but warned that the destruction in Gaza will take years, if not decades, to fix. Speaking from Gaza, Matthias Schmal from the UN Relief Agency for Palestinians, UNRWA, said that there was no going back to normal in the enclave after more than 10 days of rocket fire and airstrike exchanges between the warring parties that have killed more than 250 people and injured thousands.
Going back to normal life means having to watch very carefully whether there are unexploded devices. We know of at least one school, in our case UNRWA, one of our 278 schools, where we have discovered two deeply buried bombs, and we have alerted the Israeli authorities to that. So obviously, we cannot just rush back into our buildings and schools, the ones that we didn't use and that were unguarded. We have to actually make sure they are safe.
Mr. Schmaler noted that UNRWA staff, who are mainly residents of the region, said that the violence had been worse in intensity and terror than 2014. Before echoing the UN Secretary-General's call for a meaningful political process to resolve the grievances of both Palestinians and Israelis. An above-normal Atlantic hurricane season is expected once again this year, UN weather experts said on Friday. 13 to 20 named storms are forecast, including 6 to 10 which could develop into hurricanes and 3 to 5 major hurricanes, with winds in excess of 179 kilometres per hour. That's 111 miles an hour. In its hurricane outlook, the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, noted that communities in the Caribbean, Central America and the United States were still recovering from the devastating and record-breaking 2020 storm season. Spokesperson Claire Nullis said that the past six seasons have all seen above-average hurricane activity, which has caused hundreds of casualties and billions of dollars worth of damage. The fact that the El Niño weather phenomenon is not in an active phase is significant, she said.
Why are we expecting above average season? Lots of different factors, one of them being that the El Niño southern oscillation is currently neutral. When we have an El Niño event, it tends to suppress hurricane activity, and at the moment we don't.
Ms. Nullis highlighted that despite the deadly impact of the 2020 season, thousands of lives were likely saved thanks to timely and targeted evacuation warnings and other emergency resilience measures. The true number of deaths from the COVID-19 pandemic may be 2 to 3 times higher than the officially reported figures, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Friday. But on deaths either directly or indirectly attributable to the coronavirus, the UN Health Agency said that the 3.4 million deaths reported globally in the first year of the pandemic are likely a significant undercount. The WHO's annual State of the World's Health report suggests that the total number of deaths attributable to the pandemic in 2020 is at least 3 million, which is 1.2 million more than the 1.8 million deaths reported to the agency. These include people who've died directly from coronavirus infection and others who have been unable to access healthcare because it's been diverted to deal with the pandemic, WHO said. The findings likely to be repeated this year because of data gaps caused by the fact that many countries do not have strong reporting systems for births and deaths, said the UN agency's Dr. Samira Asma. With the pandemic still unfolding in Latin America and South Asia, it's likely that the true number of deaths this year will be 2 to 3 times higher than the 3.4 million deaths reported by countries to the WHO, Dr. Asma said. Matt Wells, UN News.